I'm in a different location. Don't be alarmed. Okay, now be alarmed. I will too. Okay, now don't be alarmed. There's some people over. They're working in the basement. They're wearing masks. We're doing things to re-insulate our home and make it real, real energy efficient. But I have to be upstairs. That's why I'm sitting on this couch. I hope that answers no one, because no one asked that question. Anyway, I asked you on Twitter to ask me questions. Sometimes I tell you to ask me questions here, but very few of you do, so I have to go to Twitter. Here we are. I haven't looked at them. We're just going to go through as many as I feel like it and skip as many as I want to and reject some because I don't want to answer them. I don't know. I have not planned this out. I do not plan out these Wheezy Monday videos. That's part of the charm. That's part of the appeal, is what I like to tell myself as an excuse, because I don't plan them out. Anyway, what do you want to do after YouTube? Pretty translator Sarah Moon asks. After YouTube? Is this like, are you thinking like there will be a post-YouTube world when YouTube ceases to exist? Or just when I'm done with it? I will never be done with YouTube. Might not be my main career. If it's not, it will be because I'm making films. But if I'm making films, I'll probably also be making YouTube videos that have to do with the films I'm making. Because I love looking at pictures of myself. So I got to put more of them out there. But yeah, filmmaking, obviously. It's what I've always wanted to do. And I'm working, I'm taking steps to get there. But now I'm thinking about a post-YouTube world. That would be interesting. Here's the thing. There will always be online video. But I guess, yeah, I mean, there's TikTok, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's all sorts of them. YouTube itself is unique for several reasons. It emphasizes more long-form video. And one of the best things about YouTube, or at least, it has always been pretty unique to YouTube, is one of the first places you could get a revenue share. Social media, they just are like, hey, here, let's give you some revenue. Like, very widespread, like, at first, anyone could. And then you had to become partner, but pretty much anyone could become partner. And very minimal requirements to get there. It's a little bit harder to now. But their revenue share system, while, you know, you could complain, there are many complaints you could bring up about it, I suppose. It's the only one that seems to do it so easily. You can attain it so easily. I mean, Facebook is starting to do stuff like that, but I think it's harder to get to. Yeah, and that's one of the great things about it. And will there be a post YouTube? Will something topple YouTube? There's lots of other options, lots of ways to watch video other than YouTube, but they just fill a different niche than YouTube does. I feel like YouTube's kind of a specific thing that TikTok isn't. I don't know. I don't know that anything will. If something does replace YouTube, it'll be probably similar to YouTube. But then again, you can never predict the future. Let's move on. Micah asks, why? Well, I believe he's asking, why should you ask me a question? Because questions are good ways to grease the skids, to loosen the vocal cords, to get us talking, you know? And that's what this is about. Talking. Being here to have a conversation. One very one-sided conversation, because it's just me talking. You can comment, but there's no guarantee there will be a back and forth. But that's what we do. We're humans. We need interaction, especially now. A lot of us are just sitting at home all the time with our wife and our kid and working out and having a beard. A beer and a beard. That's me. But, you know, or your situation. Let's move on. How's the wheezy beard? I should read these in my head before I read them out loud, because I might end up reading things I don't want to. Out loud. How's the wheezy beardmeister this fine day? I'm doing pretty good. I wish I would have had a little more sleep. Went to bed a little late because I was actually editing the next Movied, Jake and my movie review podcast that goes up on here as well. It should probably go up here tomorrow, maybe today or tomorrow. I was up a little late fine tuning it, so I'm a little tired. I'm letting loose a little bit on my health. I'm not being as strict about intermittent fasting and about how much I'm consuming lately. I'm still paying attention to it. I'm still making sure not overdo it, but I'm getting a little laxer about it. And I'm still not gaining weight or anything, and it just feels nice. I feel like I've developed good habits doing this for a while that I can ease up a little bit. But I'll make sure to pay attention, because that's a slippery slope. Ease up a little, and then you're like, well, that's easy. That works. I'll just not pay attention ever again. Everything's fine forever. It's not true. Anyway, someone else asked, Marvin asked, why? Guys, try harder. Be better. What's your favorite type of bird? S. Rowe asks. Favorite type of bird. I don't care. Askel Fangle asks, what are you listening to, ATM, at the moment? Well, I'm actually listening to something. Can you hear it? Turn it up a little. Emily Sprague? Synthesizer background. Nice work music to work to. Because I told you this last time, I'm on an email list called Flow State. It's actually Substack. Substack is a thing that's cropped up that is like everywhere now, which is like a way to, I guess, freelance be a freelance journalist, you know, blog, write things, do things, and have like a paid system. I don't know really anything about Substack. I want to look into it. It sounds interesting, but then again, I have other things I have to do. Like if I look into that, like I'm not a Substacker, I'm a YouTuber. If I look into that too deeply, maybe I will fall off of my YouTube responsibilities. Anywho, it's a newsletter where they update you on the latest music that is good to work to. And I'm listening to Emily Sprague. It's nice. It's pleasant. This is very pleasant. I'm going to turn it down a little, though, just in case. Because I don't know what it sounds like in there. And what else we got here? Zach Goldblatt says, can you say hi to my best friend, Dirt Claude? What up, Dirt? Dan, why do people like social media? Well, in this day and age, this has become one of the main things we do. We sit at a desk, we compute a lot. We're pretty sedentary now. A lot of us don't have jobs that are out and about in the world, and we crave interaction, because that's what it is to be human. And it's designed to make you addicted, so there is inherent value in it. But we do it a lot because we get into feedback cycles that are intentional by the people who create them, which is gross and disturbing and dumb and fun. Okay. Marion Wilson Kimber asks, if you could do something completely different than what you do, what would it be? So completely different. It would have to probably be something that it has nothing to do with the internet, right? Because a thought came to my mind, like I could try to be a gamer. But no, I don't really even want to do that. But that's also not completely different to what I do. Wow. Like, I've loved video my whole life. It would have to be something... It'd have to be something that isn't, like, being a creator. Like, if writing a novel doesn't feel completely different to me. Like, making movies doesn't feel completely different to me. I'm something really different. Work in government? I mean, that's always appealed to me a little. But not... I don't know if that's what I would do. Run a bar restaurant? I think that would get old pretty quick. I just like what I do now, okay? I'm just gonna do that. I think that's it. Be a train engineer. I love trains. I'm gonna say train engineer. I'll have to think about that question more. Someone at Mikey Soundtrack asked why. Very original. Danny945 asks, when is it too late to ask a question? Never. Always be curious. Okay? Chaley, what's the weirdest food you've ever eaten and why did you eat it? I said this in a video with China where we asked each other questions about each other. It was a grape. No. Grape? Plum. Japanese plum. What's it called? Japanese plum. Umeshi? No. What is it? Umeboshi. Umeboshi plum. Rhett and Link also ate it in one of their food eating videos, which is every video of theirs. It's sour, and you're not really, I don't think you're supposed to shove it all in your mouth at once. I didn't know what I was doing. I was in Japan, and they served it to me with a bunch of other things, and that's why I ate it. And I shoved it in my mouth, and I regretted it. I'm not a picky eater. I like almost everything, except tree nuts. I'm allergic to tree nuts. This was something I wished I did not shove in my mouth. I would try it again, though. I would just want to cut it up. Maybe not put the whole thing in. What's the most awkward situation you've ever... Same person. What's the most awkward situation you've ever been in, and how did you get yourself out of it? If you did indeed manage to get out of it. Most awkward situation... Most awkward situation. I can't think of one. So, I probably blocked it out. I'm sure it exists. Probably when I was younger. I was much more socially inept. Socially phobic. Back then. But I can't really think of anything right now. Sorry about that. Are you watching Cargo Dragon docking with ISS? No, but I'm gonna now. Cargo Dragon ISS. Where is it? Is there a live feed of it? Let's see. That's happening right now. That's exciting. I'm gonna see if we can put her up there. Yep, this is like a close-up of it right here. Let's see, can I full screen it? Boop, boop. It's approaching that right now. We're watching it. That's exciting. Okay, yep, watching it right now. But I also have to go back and check the questions, so let's do that. If you were to become a super... I didn't read this before I started reading it out loud. If you were to become a super duo pop star act, if we were to, Brian Sanford, what would our names be? Your name's Brian Sanford. I guess he would be Brian Songford. And I would be Craig Ben Sounds. Craig Ben Sing. That would be my name. Alright. How do you do two hard things that require a lot of attention and energy at once? You don't. Just do one thing at a time. You'll be better off. I'm going to turn off this docking footage, although... Wow, that looks really cool. Never mind. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. It's docking. It's docking right now. It's getting close. It's getting real close. It's going so slow. All right. Things are happening. I mean, that is if you believe that we're in outer space right now. Conspiracy. Moon landing was faked. Earth is flat. Ooh, there's another why, and why does one ask questions? Favorite mode of transport, trains, high-speed rail. I wish we had more of that in the United States. It's pretty terrible because we just build roads and push the idea of the automobile so much. Because we're individuals out here, you know? Would coffee made with orange Gatorade be festive or atrocious? Troy R. asks. Atrocious. Don't ever say that to me again. Ever, Troy. Vanyo asks, you still wheezy? Occasionally. My asthma is actually... improved quite a bit. It's not as bad, I think, as it was in my youth. My Advair inhaler really helps. That didn't exist in my youth. Occasionally wheezy, but really, it's really under control. What do you think are the most important thing or things that should change in a post-pandemic world? We should have universal basic income. The more I think about it, the more I think that should be a thing. I made a video about it. And now I think I'm even more on board with the idea, and I thought maybe we'd have some kind of thing like that because of this pandemic, but we haven't because no one's doing anything because they're, enough of that. Okay. When and how did you and China meet? 10-10-10. October 10th, 2010, there was an event called The Beckoning of Lovely. John Green was going to it because his author friend, her name is obviously Amy Krauss Rosenthal. Amy Krauss Rosenthal. She just had this event, 10-10-10, where everybody showed up and we did cool stuff. She was very interesting, very at the Bean in Chicago. John Green tweeted he was going to be there. I lived in Chicago. I was like, hey, you're going to be there? I'll go too. And I went there. And China was there. And that's where I met her. We didn't start dating right then, but that's the first time I met her. And then I met her several other times. She came to our Driftless Pony Club shows. And that's the beginnings of our relationship. What's for dinner? I don't know. Lately, I've been making sure I have enough protein, so often I will, if I don't have enough by dinner, I will try to get some chicken going, or some salmon. My ideal dinner usually is like sweet potato, salmon, broccoli. Like, that's just the best. It fills me up, it's good, very healthy. It's like fiber, protein, checks all the boxes. But I don't know if that's going to be for dinner tonight. What advice would you give your 20-year-old self about college? You just do what you're doing. I think things turned out pretty ideally. You're doing good. Like, I think about things I could have done better, and maybe I would have excelled at my career more, have more money, have more, like, maybe be in the film industry or something. But then I wouldn't know all the people that I know, and I probably wouldn't have the family I have. It would be different, and I like what I have now. So just do what you do the same, jerk face. I guess if I could make it a little easier for on myself, I would say maybe don't spend so much money. Don't drink so much. But I mean, I knew that at the time too. I did it anyway. So what can you do? Have the dad jokes exponentially increased since you became a dad? No. I already had a lot of dad jokes in my life, but I don't think so. I think when Ada's around, I behave in a way that I've never behaved in my life. Like, things that she does are much more interesting to me than I have ever been interested in what kids do. Like, I didn't care about kids. And now, like, any little thing she does, I'm like, that's fascinating. You are interesting. I know if I was an outside observer, I'd be like, what is this kid doing? I don't care about this kid. I'm gonna go have some drinks and spend too much money. Anyway. What do you worry about most? Wow, Dharma. Wow. What do I worry about most? Death! Moving on. See, hurry. Who is your favorite Taskmaster contestant? Oh man, that's a tough call. Taskmaster. Like Joe, second season, is one of them comes to mind. Joe, what's his name? Joe Taskmaster. Okay. Joe Wilkinson comes to mind. First season, what's his name? Two people from the first season I thought were pretty great. Frank Skinner. That guy. Go back and watch how quick he is with the jokes. Frank Skinner is hilarious. And Ramesh Ranganathan. Pretty great. But also, season 7... looking it up. Season 7, Taskmaster. What's his name? He's a comedian. Series 7, they call it. What's his name? James Acaster. Phil Wang. Jessica Knappett was great, too. Actually, like, season 7, everyone was great. Season 7 is my favorite season, I think. Followed closely by season 1. Anywho, what's your favorite type of question? Really depends on my mood. Logan Arcana. Freaking Logan. It depends on my mood, it's just a question that elicits new ideas and conversation, not a question that's easy to answer. But that doesn't mean I don't like what's your most or what's your favorite. Those are hard questions to answer, but they can lead to good discussion too. I don't get this hatred for those questions. People feel like they're put on the spot, like, oh man, I can't answer this. Well, then just talk. Just elaborate on ideas. You know, you don't have to answer the question specifically. Get over yourself. Anyway, how do I feel about the recent legalization there? Budwin von Love, what legalization? If you're talking about marijuana? I'm in Wisconsin. There hasn't been legalization in Wisconsin. But if there was, I'd say great, there should be. It should be legal everywhere. What's the best way to spark wonder and joy during winter, when you live in the Midwest and everything looks dead and sad? Build a snowman. Put up Christmas lights. Put up a Christmas tree. Have hot chocolate. Listen to Christmas music, even though it's cheesy and dumb. It works. What is one thing you thought was bad but actually turned out to be good? Deva Harikrishnan. Deva Harikrishnan? Something I thought was bad that turned out to be good. Fred Claus. We've been watching a bunch of Christmas movies for an upcoming video. I liked Fred Claus, surprisingly. It was horribly reviewed. I thought it was going to be bad. I liked it. I'm sure there's lots of other things. Like, what's something that I used to not like that I like now? Sweet potato. I used to not like sweet potato when I was younger. Love it now. Let's see what else we got here. How are you? Bernard asks. I'm good, thank you for asking. Oh, now there's an advertisement on what I'm listening to. Let's turn it off. Turning it off. Okay, sorry about that. Thoughts on soup? It's liquidy. Have you kept the alligator pit fed lately? Every day. Lots and lots of... Sometimes I just make clones to feed the alligators. I'm just like, well, you're a clone that's made. Off you go. To your death. What are your plans for Christmas, New Year's night? Christmas, probably see my parents. The only people that we see in person without masks and stuff. New Year's, maybe the same. Maybe we'll just hang around, watch TV. China might even go to bed before midnight. She does that. She loves her sleep. I might just be up watching things by myself. I don't know. Maybe I'll live stream it on Instagram or something. Or on Twitter. Or on here. I don't know. Live your life. I think that'll do it for now. I hope your Wheezy Monday has satisfied your dreams of what it could be. It's very shadowy, very film noir-y right now. I like it. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Check out the Wheezy Monday playlist. Check out the latest video, which is Why Do People Like Being Married? That's up on the main channel, Wheezy Waiter style. And be on the lookout for the next one, which is my workout video, which I don't know. There might be another Wheezy Monday before that one comes up. We'll see. Be kind to each other. You don't have to be kind to me, though. I don't really care. Thick-skinned. Be kind to me.